Gentlemen, boys and girls, as I travel through this great big country of ours, this U.S. of A., and being on the road as much as I do, I try to listen to a lot of the radio stations. It's amazing how many KISS or V103 stations there are. Jesus Christ, did people run out of call letters or what? Come on. Anyway, most of the stuff on the radio is so sad. It's a drag. One of the reasons could be because every song is about... guessed it, huh? Love. 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 L-O-V-E. What the world needs now is not another love song. Now dig, check this out. The love that's professed in these songs is shaky anyway. The lustful, selfish, into the world love. The lyrics? Have you tried to listen to the lyrics? You heard them all before. My love is higher, fire and desire. Let's stay together forever, despite all types of weather, even a hurricane. In fact, I'd spend a winter in Chi-Town. And you know that's cold. Ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to your good stuff. You know it's rough. Emotion, devotion, love, 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 sex, 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 booty, 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 titty, titty, titty. Forget about the courting, let's get married. At the chapel of love, you got me crying, you got me dying. My heart is aflame, and then you came into my life of strife.
But now I can go on. You give your love, my dove, my pet, my love, my Sharia more, my little cheese Danish from Junior's. Oh, give more, more, more on the flow, flow, flow. Oh, oh, oh.
It's been a long time. I had given up hope. What a dope, like soap on a rope. I went for the okie doke. You know this is true. He blew. L-O-V-E. S-E-X. I'll be a happy chappy, also nappy. I get the shivers down to my livers. Other guys just feed your lines, but I take you to Mickey D's. Baby, I'm on my knees. Please, baby, please. But this ain't that song. It's getting long. My nature is rising to the horizon. As strong as an ox, like a Clorox box. You're a bad mama jamma. But you already know that. Just point me in the right direction. Only you give me that serious connection. Get out of my dreams. And into my car. But would you like to ride my Mercedes Benz? It's paid for. If not, I also got a pink Cadillac. I got it like that. My love is brewing. My love is stewing. Could it be? Yes, it be.
Like a pencil to a pen, like a chicken to a hen. I could have been, and you could have, would have, should have. Love won't let me wait. Oh, come on, baby. I'm double parked. You're so fine. Blow my mind every time. Stop on a dime just in time.
Welcome to another edition of IDS Extra Dating Sucks. Back in the house right now is your Dating Sucks crew. In case you forgot, or in case you're just joining us for the first time, I am your man, Furious Styles. And with me today, I have... Yeah, I did get a correction on that, by the way. I got an email.
Oh.
I saw you giggle, yes.
Yeah.
It was a mistake.
Okay, I figured, but okay. Whatever.
With us today, we have...
Ferocious Styles.
Yeah. Miss Sonia from the BX.
Hey, hey, hey. Hola.
Well, that's a long train ride that she does. Yeah. All the way to the DMV to be with you all. Mm-hmm. To do this show, so I definitely hope you all appreciate what it is we are doing for you, mm-hmm. and actually what we do for each other.
Yes.
Next to her, somehow he managed to get his passport out of my safe, and he's been gone for a while, and that's why we've been gone for a little bit. But he's back, Mr. Diego.
Hey, hey, I'm trying to do better. At least I want to.
All right.
Lies.
It's a lot more than most men can say. And if you all will rise to your feet at this moment, and all hail the queen, Queenie, y'all.
Hey, yo. Welcome. Thank you for pushing play. Thank you for your feedback. No Loving doubt. It.
Like McDonald's.
Loving it. Let me get a McPick, too. God damn it, I hate those commercials. I swear.
They know what they're doing because that shit sticks.
God, I hate that commercial. Anywho.
Anyway. Wow. Guess we just jump right on in.
Let's do it, man. Because I feel like we got a lot. Actually, you know, we have three, and then there's a game, and then there's another something from somebody else. So let's just go ahead and get in. I want to start off with something easy. So if you like to travel, or you're an occasional traveler, how would you handle it if someone you're dating doesn't have a passport or has never left the state they were born in?
Who's going to jump on you?
I don't think the fact that they don't have that would deter me, because actually, it'd be kind of fun, because I've had the displeasure of traveling with some people that act like they were just born with the knowledge of everything in the world. So they don't, you know, they can't bring you along like, hey, you know, let me introduce you to some new shit. It's just like, I'm like way hipper than you, so you're kind of dragging me down type shit. But whatever. I would be kind of excited to take someone someplace and take them out of their area and introduce them to new shit. You know what I'm saying? Because in a way, on a much lower level, it's almost like popping a cherry. It's like you're there first to, you know, do something or take them somewhere, you know, so they're going to remember you for that. Now, just as long as if they don't got their passport and shit, that's cool. Well, that can be worked on. I just hope you have some ends to kick in on this trip.
Ends to kick in what?
I mean, I don't always want to have to pay for everything.
Right.
Oh, like okay. The trip and the plane fare, hotel, everything that we got to do.
I ain't, got you.
I'm not quite balling that hard. I'm close, but not that hard.
Got it. Miss Sonia.
I ain't that close either.
Hey. What was the Powerball?
I'm Grouponing in a motherfucker.
Hey, don't be hating on Groupon.
Wrong with Groupon.
Because I went to the Bahamas on Groupon. Don't be hating on it. Miss Sonia?
Oh, goodness. I guess, you know what, for men it's different, because for women, I'm a little tired of teaching men, especially men at this stage of my life. I mean, if you've never been anywhere because you're busy and you're working on your career, but you've always wanted to go, but, you know, I mean, even if you don't have a passport, but you have that desire to go somewhere, okay, you know, we can rock out. But there's some people that don't have passports and they've never been anywhere and they don't want to go anywhere. Like, they don't want to get on a plane. They don't want to do anything. And that's a little frustrating. So then what do you do if you're a traveler and that person just doesn't want to leave the block?
Vaya con Dios.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. So, I mean, I don't think it's so much, you know, if the person has a passport or not, or if the person has been anywhere or not. Do they have that desire to actually go somewhere? You know, have you had dreams of going to Italy? Have you had dreams of going places? But And if you have, then maybe, you know, together we can do something and go together. But you have some people that just don't want to do anything. They don't want to go anywhere.
Don't let your desire to teach die. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just don't waste your time teaching the wrong person. Because, like I said, for me, Queen here, she, like, for me, my only real desires was to just hit a couple beaches, hit a couple islands, mm-hmm. call it a day. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, she has me like, I want to see some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a London trip coming up, and I'm trying to squeeze in every damn thing I can in that trip because of the things that she's taught me and mm-hmm. told me about and shown me and what have you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, but you have that desire. Like, the desire is there for you.
Exactly. So, for the ones that don't want to, then tell them, you know, you holler at them when you get back. Keep the house clean.
There you go.
I concur that, I mean, it's just one of those things when you do find someone that you know, and they might not have the means. And when I say the means, they might not have the imagination because they never thought it was possible. Because a lot of people think that traveling is expensive, mm-hmm. and it is, but it's not as expensive as you would think it would be, mm-hmm. and so a lot of people kind of shy away from it. But if you find that right person that you say, hey, look, I want to teach you because I want to see the world with you, I think it's a beautiful thing. And if you have an open person who's looking at it and say, hey, you know, ready to ride that train to discovery, then mm-hmm. I think it's great. Now, if you have someone who just used to not doing anything, then yeah, definitely, you know, or can I wait? Or, you know, I have a kid, and can we hold off until they turn 18?
Give me five.
You know, or one of those things. And now you're going to have to.
See you when I get back.
Yeah, you're going to have to leave that person at the station and say, hey, look, you're just not ready yet. And I don't think you should ever defer your travels for someone else. Yeah.
But again, show them maybe in order to take this person on a trip, you got to start from before zero. Mm-hmm. And so, like, if they got the kid problems, maybe you have to map everything out for them. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Your sister lives 5 minutes away from your kid's school. Your sister can take them to school for 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll plan a trip. We'll leave Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Saturday and Sunday, they can just, you know, they can just spend the night there and chill or whatever. Show them the way sometimes. And, you know, if you can map the whole thing out, and they still hemming and hawing. Right, like I said, you got the rules out.
Yeah.
You know. But you know, one thing you said, Diego, about traveling being expensive, it's amazing that I took approximately a month of my activities, mm-hmm. going to the club, going to the bar, going to this, and just kind of added that all up.
Right.
Nigga, I could have motherfucking went to Cancun,
yeah,
for the same thing.
I mean, for a pair of Gucci loafers, you can go to Paris.
Mm-hmm. How about that? And get another pair of Gucci loafers while you're there.
While you're there, mm-hmm. you know. So I mean,
some authentic, you know, ones. People think, original.
You know, if people kind of dial back their expenses and see what they're actually spending money on, and then look at it and say, oh, for this I can go here, and even to start small with some people, you know, we talk about going out of the country because when people talk about travel and. I'm gonna sound like a snob here.
Going down North Carolina.
Yeah, going down North Carolina.
You know what? At least they left the state.
I mean, they did, but I mean,
I'm saying this is a start.
But I'm gonna go a little bit more snobbish than that. And you know, when people say that, you know, I travel, and I go, "Oh, what do you do?" Well, I took a cruise, and we stopped at Cancun, and we stopped here. But that's traveling, and I'm not gonna knock you on that. Okay, that's traveling.
That's vacationing.
Yeah, that's vacationing. But real traveling is really just going to a culture that you don't know the language, you don't really know the food, and you have to adapt. That's traveling, mm-hmm. because that takes you out of your element. Going to the islands, hell, everyone speaks English dialect there, and that's not out of your comfort zone. And all of them, they're going to have chicken. So the bottom line.
Come back to you learn something because you can say man.
Yeah, right. Hey, y'all man. Yeah. And, you know, and that's fine. I'm not knocking. And I think that's a jump off point, a start point. But to really, truly travel, you got to go overseas. You got to do things out of your element and go places, like I say, that's going to be out of your comfort zone. And the queen, I mean, you know, she taught me a lot as far as traveling. Because she go places.
Let's just make it clear. The bitch can't sit still.
I know, really. I mean, I just want to say.
Damn.
I call her on a random Saturday and be like, yo, what you doing? Trying to get some drinks? I'm in Tobago.
Fuck. What? That's true. He's telling the truth. He's telling the truth and stuff like
I've
that.
I've never
you
been
know.
To Tobago.
Yeah, you've been enough places that, you know. I was like, what?
So. Right. Well, y'all are hilarious. I mean, that's the I'm trying to get my game up because really there are people out there that are doing the damn thing. So I'm trying to get out there and live life and do things. So I think if I was dating someone that, you know, if I said, hey, you know, this is what I do, this is what I like to do, you know, what are you into when it comes to traveling? And if he tells me, oh, well, I've never really left the state of Maryland and I don't know if I really want to. And if he says I don't really want to, then I'm with B. I would be like, ciao, Bella, or Bello, or dude, or see ya, or, you know, kick rocks, or whatever. I would figure out a nice way to say it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if I was with someone that has never been out of the country and was willing to go out of the country, especially with me, that would make me feel cool. That would make me feel good. And I'm not saying some places I've been to quite a few times, and I'm going to be honest. I don't remember how the hell to get around. I don't remember, like, what this word means. When I knew it when I went there a couple of years ago, I don't remember what it means today. But I'm gonna brush up. I'm going to try to, you know, look at an app, try to figure out, okay, how do I say this in this language? How do I say thank you? How do I say hello? How do I say good evening? You know, all those things. Certain things I'm like, I've learned every language. I'm sorry. I don't speak, boop, fill in the blank. You know what I mean? Just to let them know that, hey, I'm trying. I know it sounds like trash, what I'm trying to say to you, but I'm trying. You know, so if someone said, I'm willing to go and do and try, then I would absolutely keep dating them or, you know, say, hey, well, let's go on this adventure. And like, you know, like B and, I'm sorry, Furious Styles and Diego said too, I mean, there are ticket prices that are on sale to go to Europe, like $444 mm-hmm. to go to Paris. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. $600 and something to go to Australia. Mm-hmm. Not even heard of. Normally it's $2,000 something. Yeah. Yeah. $2,200, I think, mm-hmm. to go to Australia.
Is that sitting in the cargo bay though?
I'm just saying, you know, you in a wheel. No. But I mean, but seriously, like there are so many different like airfare wars things going on, and I mean if you can go to Miami dog look mm-hmm. if you can go to Miami and you can pay $300 for a ticket, pay the extra $100 or $200 to go to Paris. If you can pay $500-$400, because sometimes that's how much it costs me to go visit family in California, if you can pay $500 to go visit your family or go to California to hang out, go overseas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm like, and plus there's so many apps out there and so many people on Instagram and Twitter that are saying, hey, this is a deal. I'm going to let you know, you know, it's going to cost this much for you to go here. Go,
yeah, and
you know.
And the thing about it, as far as traveling, as far as people of color, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what you see on TV as far as, you know, anti-American and anything like that. I mean,
it's Barcelona, they kind of. They're black people, but whatever.
But it's like, you know, I've been to Paris, and I mean, I've heard all the stories about, you know, Parisians don't like Americans and everything. And I had nothing but wonderful time there and dealing with the people.
So much fun.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't speak the language at all. I mean, I couldn't even get from the hotel, from the airport to the hotel.
wait, can I tell you a really quick story? So Diego and I, one time we were in Paris, and I was like, this Negro does not know where we've been in Paris already for like 3 days. I was like, he does not know where the hotel is that we're staying. So I decided to drop back just to see if he would go to the hotel. Do you know he kept walking?
Now I'm oblivious. When I travel, I am totally oblivious to everything. I'm just there. So, but you know, go have a good time. Don't be afraid. Yeah. Don't be worried about the terrorist attacks or anything like that. I mean, if you get killed during a terrorist attack, it's just your time to go.
You know
But have a good time though.
Don't scare people. I mean, but really, honestly, the bottom line is, people actually speak English everywhere you go.
Yep, yeah,
you and know, they're dying to speak English,
right? Because I tried French and the guy was like, ooh, no, let me try. I speak English. Let me speak English with you. So anyway, all right. So that was a little lighthearted topic. So let's get on to the next one. Let's see. Let's go with this one first. How much does your family or friends liking your significant other play a part in how far the relationship goes?
I think it should play a very important role. And a lot of people, you know, they get into that and go, well, it doesn't make a difference whether my friends like you or my family like you. And I think that's the biggest mistake that people make when choosing or getting into their relationships with their mate, because your friends have insight in you and your parents. I mean, your family has insight. So if they see, and they step back looking at this person and how they conduct themselves and treating you. So for you not to take that information and you take and use it to your advantage, I think you're doing yourself a disservice, because we all know stories about someone coming back, well, I didn't know that he was like this, or I didn't know she was like this, and your family, well, I told you, you know, this person wasn't any good for you, but you're so caught up with that love bullshit that you're not taking the goggles off and seeing what it is about. So if your family, yeah, of course you're going to have some people out there going to just hate the people you're with, mm-hmm. some family members and some friends. But if the vast majority of them say, yeah, this dude's or this chick is not for you, run. Let the person go and move on. Because trust me, it always turned out to be exactly what the majority says. So.
That's interesting. I don't know. It depends on how long that they've seen you interact with that person. I mean, if every single time you come around the family and it's just a train wreck, or if he's extra, you know, if he's like overly possessive or controlling and they see the red flags, then yes, I say run. But, you know, you're going to have that cousin or that 10th to somebody down the line that's just going to hate on you regardless. Don't worry about them. But like your immediate family, if they look and they're like, something ain't right, then I agree. You should run. But I mean, you also have to kind of like use your own judgment too. You have to really sit down and say, do I see these things that they're talking about? Like, are they really there? You know, do I see the red flags? Because they probably are there, but you just are so deep in it, you don't see them. So it's just food for thought at that point. But in the end, you're going to have to make the decision. So.
You know, I actually lived this lesson, and I'm still on the fence, because I think, and this is an ongoing thing that Queen and I always say is know your audience, and your family and friends being part of your audience. If it's hate, you have to recognize hate. Sometimes if it's just intuition, you have to learn to respect that. And, I remember at my father's funeral, my grandmother and my aunt just kind of at different moments during the funeral pulled me aside and said, you know, the person that I was getting ready to marry was the wrong person. And they were like, don't do it. And I just, being Mr. Know-It-All, I was like, nah, you guys just, yeah, I don't know her. You know, blah, 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 this and that. And were they so fucking right? You know what I'm saying? And if I would just take a minute to pause and just, you know, really look at it for what it was, I would save myself a lot of money and heartache, you know? So you have to... You have to really weigh everything, but it's difficult, because when you're blinded by love and you got those rose colored glasses on, you don't see anything but them, you know. But for a minute, you have to be able to, at least if nothing else, open up a dialogue about what makes them feel the way they feel. What are they seeing that you're not seeing? You know, and go from there. But definitely, listen, don't shut them out.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't, they don't think about it. You know, when you are on the outside looking in, it's a lot easier to be able to tell someone, hey, this person is doing X, Y, and Z to you, or this person is being this way to me, or being this way to somebody in your family. And I think a lot of times people don't look at it that way. I'm not one of those people that's like, well, I told you so, but I'm not. Don't. Diego, did you just do a neck roll? I don't say I told you so. I don't. But don't get me wrong, because there's times I told Diego not to do something and he did it anyway. And then I was like, okay, you know, you decided to do it anyway. I mean, you know, because I have a lot of guy friends, and, you know, and meeting their significant others or meeting the person they're dating or whomever. And I'm like, something about this person, not right. It's not cool. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm feeling the vibe and I don't like it. And if it's like they said, it's like, if it's more than one person telling you something, there's no jealousy there. You know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with that. It's that person trying to let you know, hey, something's not right about this person. And, you know, and then a lot of times, you know, I've said, hey, don't do it. But people have done stuff anyway. And the next thing you know, it's like, wah, wah, wah. And it didn't work out. And I'm like, okay, well, sorry. It didn't work out for you, but... I was going to say, come on, man.
No.
Of the relationships you've been in, I said, don't do it.
You have.
I mean, never said, ooh, I told you so. Don't. That's what you get.
I think you did one time. I think the last girl I was engaged to.
No, I just said, don't do it. I didn't want you.
I think you said, nah, I told you nobody liked that bitch anyway.
No, but you didn't. But you didn't marry her, though.
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. But nobody did like that bitch. I'm going to call her a bitch because she was a bitch.
She was a bitch. Oh, my God.
I mean, she was one.
And don't get me wrong, she was an attractive woman.
From the jump, she was a B.I.
I know. You told me to stay away from her. When I saw her in Vegas, I was all locked in and loaded.
I knew it. I was like, he going to get here, he going to meet her, he going to like her. And I was like, hopefully he just like her for, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it developed into other stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I would just like to say, sometimes, you know, you have to really realize there are people out here who have your best interests at heart. And if they're telling you something and they're giving you a vibe and they're saying, hey, you know, this person is doing this to you, this person is not cool for you, you know, we're not saying you have to take it like, you know, law, but just keep it in your mind, you know, because we care about you and we're trying to tell you things. And, you know, sometimes we're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes guys, we're right.
Yeah, especially guys.
Y'all don't like to listen.
When you bring somebody around the family, and it's the family's going to be split. And, you know, if the girl's a good looking woman. All the guys gonna like her,
right? Y'all not gonna hear nothing else but big butt and big boobs.
She fat as on the
right.
She nice.
That's all you gonna hear.
But the thing that's gonna qualify her, you have to bring her around your female family members, like your sisters, your aunts, your mom, if she's still alive, and so forth and so on, and let them critique her, because they're gonna give you the real deal and the thumbs up, the thumbs down. Because, you know, like I said, guys. You know, we're going to just look at you and she fat to death. So, you know,
and y'all going to go boo.
Right.
Because
all the guys in my family really was crazy about her because of her look. But the women.
She wasn't all that.
She was nice. She was nice.
She was okay.
She was nice.
She was all right.
Little Jamaican girl.
She was all right.
So anyway, but all the female couldn't stand her. Not one member of my family couldn't stand her. So.
I'm just saying.
Lesson learned.
I mean, hey, pay attention to it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's family and not just like a you know, a friend that's a girl or a woman or whatever. Pay attention to it. Yeah. But anyway, guys, we're going to take a really, really quick break, and we will be right back. Thank you for listening to the In Deep Show, Dating Sucks. Question mark. Tell your mom they're on a
Your mom's in my business, she's in my business. Can't you see, girl, your mom is trying to end this. Your mom's in our business. Now tell your mom to mind our business.
Before I let go. Your mom's in our business. She's in our business. Can't you see, girl, that your mom's trying to end this? Your mom's in our business. Now tell your mom's they're mind our business. Business. When I first met your moms, I gave your mom respect. But now I see she knows me, I see that she suspects I'm some bad guy, I don't know why. You have to tell your mother lies about you and I. Now when you first told me, she said that was a no-no. Cause I'm my haircut and people call me Solo. Before the time you said, you really didn't care. Now you tell me to change my name or even cut my hair. How would you ever go become somebody's wife? And at the age of 22, you let your mother run your life? Me, I'm not the type to tell your moms to get lost. Yell out loud to flip and get my point across. See, I think you should tell your moms to leave us two alone and stop reading all the letters that he's dropping on the phone. Cause if you really like me, you let your mommy know she got her mind on business.
Before I let go.
Your mom's is in our business. She's in our business. Can't you see, girl? Your mom's trying to end this. Your mom's in our business. Let's tell your mom's the mind on business.
My baby girl a message saying I won't be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, and I'd rather leave than to cheat. If she give me some time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying apart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see where I wanna be, where I wanna be.
Welcome back to IDS Dating Sucks. So in that song there, Donnell Jones spoke of a situation where he needed some time to get his head right. And he, I guess, was kind of struggling between just coming straight out and letting his girl know that, hey, look, you know, my head's all over the place. I don't want to cheat on you, but, you know, right now my head's just not with this situation. I understand it may be me. I understand it may be my immaturity. But the question, I guess, kind of boils down to, do women really want, in situations like that, do you really want the truth? Would they really rather have the truth to hear, you know, hey, I need a moment away from us to kind of figure out, you know, where I really want to be. And if granted that, you know, and I do decide, yes, this is where I want to be a couple weeks, a couple months down the road, you know, will I be welcomed back without penalty? Will, you know, the heads are just shaking in me. Lord, Mount Kilimanjaro, shit, it's gonna blow. So yeah, that's it. Is that real life? Is this, can that?
Real quick, I'm just gonna say that's a motherfucking R&B song. So, you know what I'm saying? This is not an episode of Friends. We are not on a break. If we're on a break, we are broken up. And you cannot just play with my emotions like that, sir. And unless I'm not doing anything, and maybe I'm like, you know what? That's my boo. Let's give it another chance after we go get this these STD tests and HIV tests. Maybe we can get back together. But other than that, I don't... I mean, but real talk. I respect you for telling me you're not really sure what you want to do. You're not really sure where you want to be. If this is where you want to be, I respect that. But don't be mad at my answer where I'm saying, okay, that's cool, boo, but you can't come back. You know what I'm saying? Understand, you can't come back. And, you know, if I'm in my 20s, meh. Mm-hmm. If I'm in the age I am now, in my 40s, nah, dog. Nah. Nah. And Sonya's laughing in the background.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I was in a similar situation like this.
Oh.
The only difference was I had just kind of met the guy. I was only with him for like, we were kicking it for like 6 months. Now, in the song, they were together since they were kids and teenagers, right? And then right. He just decided. So, and I actually know a couple like that also from high school that they met and stuff. But they actually got married and he cheats and... Okay,
damn,
because
he cheats because
when you get together so young, you feel like there's something that you're missing out. But I digress. Now, the thing is that if we've been together this whole time rocking, and I've been with you in your ups and downs, and now you're on top, and now you want to get your head together. No one's dumb. You want to go out there and test the waters. You have women coming at you left and right. You want to test the waters, but you want to put me on layaway until you finish doing what you got to do to come back. Okay, so to that I say, if you want to come back if you want to, but I'm not going to be available. Not that you can't come back, but why do you think that I'm going to be here waiting for you? Because there's going to be some other people. Because what's good for you is good for me. So you're going to do your thing. I'm definitely going to do my thing. And guess what? When you do come back around, because you will come back around, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be available because I'm going to be moved on. Now, if I'm free, maybe, you know, we might talk. But guaranteed 9 times out of 10, there's always somebody waiting in the wings. So that's why you have to. But also, I respect the fact that you want to move on because you don't want to cheat on me. But you've already kind of cheating because in your mind, you're already gone.
Gone.
So, I mean, that's nice. You know, it sounds nice in words. But am I mad at you? No, because at least, you know, you're telling me in a nice way, I'm sick of you. I've been with you for two decades.
Just don't treat them bad.
I want some new stuff. I mean, so okay, but doesn't make it right. I mean, but hey. I mean, people do outgrow each other, especially when you get together that young. Right. People do outgrow each other. But, I mean, let's talk about the brothers that try to get with women and they're not ready. You try to holler. You know that your funds ain't right. And you know that you're not ready. But you want a companion. So you get the companion, and then in the middle of everything, or you say, I thought I was ready, but I'm not. That's not acceptable either, but that happens a lot too. So
you painted a great picture of you rocking with this brother when he was up and down, and now that he's up and all the women coming at him, you know, nah, it ain't going down like that. What about the opposite scenario of that? You guys rocked with each other while you were both up and down. And let's just say maybe this dude is at one of his most down points ever. And maybe this is playing into his confusion. And he doesn't have women coming at him. And maybe he doesn't feel like a whole man and all of whatever's going on. What is your viewpoint at that point?
See, a lot of men, when they get in that state, like men are not really good unless they're on top, unless their money is right, unless they're, you know, they have to actually feel good about themselves. But what they don't understand is that if you have a good woman beside you, she could be the one to help you through that, get
slow
you out of that.
Clap.
Okay.
Sorry. So talk about it, girl.
Right. So the way you want to just push her to the side because you need to think and get yourself right. How do you know she is the one that's going to rock with you regardless. And she will be the one to get you out of that. Now I know men, they have their egos. They don't want no help. I don't want no help from you. I'm supposed to be the provider. I'm supposed to be taking care of you. But if you realize it's a partnership and actually, she's not looking at you like you're less than. She's looking at a lot of women love men in their, I shouldn't say
in,
struggle.
In their current state.
Right, in their current state.
Like where they are.
It's sometimes if you, even if you're not where you are, but you have a good hustle and you have determination and you have drive potential. And yeah, and like you are working towards something and just not saying, oh well, you know, this is me, this is where I'm at, oh well, this, no. But if he's saying, look, I know I'm not where I need to be, I have this, and you have a plan, I have this, that's your hustle, that's your drive. Women like that. Women like hustle and drive. You don't have to be on the top just yet or whatever, but as long as you're striving to get there, hey, two heads are better than one. I could maybe help you get there. I could have some connects, some people that you don't even know I know to get you where you need to be. But I mean, but a lot of men don't want that. They want to push you to the side and they want to say, I'm gonna come back for you, baby, when I get up on top, because they don't want to, because they think that they look a certain way in her eyes, but that's not how we're looking at you. And I'm talking about a good woman who's not out for your money or what you have. It's like who you are. A woman that's looking at you for who you are. Right.
Central.
Yeah.
That rare five-legged unicorn. I'm sorry. That was a low blow. I'm sorry.
We're out here, believe me.
Well.
Good boy. Here we go.
You know, I'm kind of playing the song back in my head and everything like that. And from what I remember from the opening song, it was the guy basically been with this girl forever. That's a long time. I mean, and just dating someone from high school. And as time, because you both grow. I never understood that whole we met in high school and we still dating. I don't get that concept. I don't understand it, because as two people, you grow in different directions. It's like a plant. You can put a single plant in a glass of water, and the vine's gonna grow in different directions. So I don't understand that whole thing. Is you're young people and you're living together, because I understand that you're not going home. Well, why the hell are you living together in the first place? Let's start there, okay? And now you decide that, you know, you don't want to be with this person anymore for whatever reason, because you have outgrown her, because you started off too young being together, you know, playing house, and now, you know, things might have blew up for you and she's not quite ready for you to, you know, be on top, because, you know, you might want that girl who's, you know, that the video girl, and she's still a little house on the prairie type girl. And so now, I mean, and it does, because a lot of times you get with someone and what worked for you in high school, because that's high school. And then all of a sudden you get with someone and you go out there and you start seeing women, because you used to mess with little girls, and all of a sudden you start seeing women and it changes. But I think the fact that he said, hey, I don't want to hurt you, but again, I don't want to disrespect you or cheat on you. And I think that's a big thing that women not understand, because women always say, hey, we want you to be honest and open. Now, he was being honest and open and saying, hey,
kudos.
You know, I don't want to cheat on you. I don't want to hurt you. But right now I need a break. And, you know, the break might be forever. Or it might be, you know, maybe a few years, 10 years later, and y'all might come back together. Because I've heard of that happening before, that people, you know, took a break, and 10 years later, they reconnected. So I think that if a guy is man enough, and I do mean man enough, to say, hey, look, I'm just not feeling you anymore. I think women should look at that and respect the fact that this guy's not cheating on me, not running behind my back, you know, testing the waters, you know, and then coming back. But he's actually saying, hey, look, I'm going to respect you and take a break and move on. And if we get back together, we circle back, then that's great. If not, then that's the way it is. I don't think anything's wrong with that.
I mean, I guess in a sense, isn't that very close to the adage of if you love something, let it go.
No,
and
exactly.
If it comes back to you, it's yours.
Yeah.
You know, to me, hearing it that way is more palatable than, you know, sweetheart, I need a break.
Uh-huh.
To just see, is this where I really want to be? You know, because that, hearing that is met with so much contention of, oh, motherfucker, I was here with you, now you just want to go, da 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 da. But hearing it the other way is so much more, oh, yeah, because it's meant to be, and it's real love,
right.
And it's...
I thought it was a beautiful song.
It's easy. Well, I mean, the way he said it was easy for him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's like, hey, girl, we've been together forever. And, yeah, it's not, there's like other stuff out here I kind of want to do. So are you okay with that? Or what you going to, you going to be cool? I mean, like I said, I mean, I respect the fact that he said that, you know, besides going out and just, you know, going behind her back and being like, oh, this is what I'm doing. You know, I respect that.
And I think more people should do that. I think more guys, more women, men should do the same thing. If you're not feeling someone, just say, look, you know, and I know it's hard because people get all caught up with their emotions and all that other stuff. But if you're not feeling someone, because I have friends, you know, they're married. And, you know, you sit down and you listen to them and they got the woman at home, but he's still thirsting after some young, fresh stuff, some new stuff. Because there's nothing better than new shit. I mean, let's face it.
Everything that looks good, thing good. And I think it's the time I put in. All right, fine. Say what you got to say. If you're not feeling me anymore, but don't let 2 decades go by for you to realize that you're not feeling me.
But what if he's not feeling you after 2 decades?
And then as a woman, you know what she's thinking? Yeah. All that damn time I put into your ass.
What about the time he put it into her ass? I mean, it's just...
One that said he don't want it
but
no more.
But because the bottom line, people grow apart. And I think that when you
not
grow...
Not always.
That's another story for another time. But the bottom line, people grow apart. And sometimes it's like, if I put in 2 decades with you, that's a long time. Hell, you could kill someone and get 12 years. I mean, so the bottom line is that's 2 decades putting into someone. And after 2 decades, I'm tired of seeing your ass get up out of the bathroom and washing your ass and stuff. And I'm saying, you know something, baby, you know something? I love you, but it's time for us to go our separate ways. You got to respect that. I mean, you don't want to catch him cheating. He don't want to cheat on you.
That's true.
So, yeah, he just say, I'm done.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to open a new Christmas gift.
You know what? I'm going to kick you so hard.
I can't even take you
right now. All right, look. So we have some feedback from Miss Davis that says, multiple questions. Well, this is about the weave question. You remember that? Are we a woman undateable without weaves? She said, one.
Unbelievable.
Weaves do not affect a woman's dateability status. 2 to 7. It is the woman's choice on how she wants to present herself to the world. Her life experiences may have taught her that she may get more male attention from wearing weaves than she did as natural or having a perm. Women should be able to rock their hair however they want because they have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Let me just say this, okay? You can talk that bullshit all you want to, okay? Okay? You can say what you want, hair hat. But the bottom line is this.
What is a hair hat?
A hair hat is a weave that stays on your head 24/7, 365 days of the year. They call them hair hats. But the bottom line is this.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's your woman prerogative. You can wear anything you want. No one's saying that. But the reality of it is, you know, it doesn't, you know, if you're an ugly woman and you're wearing a weave, you're still an ugly woman wearing a weave, and you're still not going to get any more men talking to you than if you're not wearing a weave, okay? If you're an attractive woman and you're just wearing your hair natural, and when I say natural, I mean, you could have it permed or whatever, or rock it natural, whatever you want, but as long as it's your hair growing out of your scalp. If you're an attractive woman with a nice body, you're going to get just as many men hollering at you. Don't think no man's hollering at you because you got a weave on your head. Come on now.
Okay. He's like, I have nothing to say.
Did you see that weave on her head? Oh, her hair is flowing.
He's like, Fury Styles, you in the Matrix right now?
Matrix.
Okay.
Dodging this feedback.
With the red or blue pill.
Wait, but B, have you ever looked at a girl and go, damn, man, look how tight that hair is on her head. That's just tight. Come on. We don't care about no hair.
You know, I could tell you a funny story of a person that I met that was super attractive. Uh-huh. And I thought their level of attraction was like so much that I was just convinced that it was a weave. Cause I was like, you can't just be flawless. Uh-huh. Can't just
be. You know my hair is real. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I know you weren't talking about me, but I'm kidding.
But I was like, it was real, and I ain't gonna lie, it really changed the scope of things. I was like, wow.
Okay. But her hair was real, though.
It was real.
Okay.
And but I'm not, you know, I prepared myself for the possible, you know, making myself go through the thing of, well, she got this going for her, got this going for her, got this going for her. All right, I'll deal with the hair.
Now, if her hair wasn't real, how would you react to it if it wasn't real?
I prepared myself. I am a self-professed skeptic. So I prepared myself from the beginning that it was not real.
But that's what guys do. I'm not saying guys, we just accept the fact that, you know, a large percentage of women are going to have weaves. And we just look at it as just all part of doing business of getting their ass. That's what it really comes down to. We know that, okay, you're
rocking
the
weave. What are
you talking about? They're doing business of getting ass. We know that the fact that, okay, you're wearing a weave that's attached to that body that we want is a part of doing business.
So you
we
don't
just,
care.
So we don't care. We just accept it. Do you're we like it? No.
You're like, I can't go in.
Right.
I can't go in your hair and.
Right. We can't pull your hair.
I can't and, you know, touch right. in your. Okay.
But we accept it because the reality of we want the body. And the body comes with the head that has a weave in it, so we just accept it.
The body. You know what? I hate you so much. The body comes with the
head. The head with the weave. Okay. And we just accept it.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's move on before this. Wait. Can I get that pen so I can stab? No. Okay. All right. That's fine. So let's go into some feedback that says, Kevin says, Kevin, who are you? I don't even know who you are, Kevin. But Kevin says, I really love this show. Relationships are a big topic in the world today. And he actually has a question. Because he says, I have a question. I want to know. How do you know that you have met the right person? And can anybody be the right person? Kind of feel like we touched on this before. Yeah, but mm-hmm. but that's all right. Because, I mean, maybe he's new.
We have, but we haven't.
Yeah. So, well, let's go what he said. How do you know you have met the right person? And can anybody be the right person?
I'm going to say, I'll
jump, jump in there.
Damn you, Kevin. Kevin, we're like, boo.
Okay, how do you know you met the right person? That one, I'm going to be honest with you, is the more difficult question for me because just as I just said, you know, I'm a skeptical person, so, you know, not trying to sound like a martyr over here, but unfortunately, I sometimes feel like I'm going to know I'm at the right person when I'm sitting on the porch in a rocking chair and I look over and be like, damn, I've been with her for 30 years now. Damn, she was the one. And I feel like, you know, I'm not going to be able to have enjoyed 30 years or whatever of knowing I had the right one until I get there and I look back at it. And I hope that's not the case. But I guess to kind of give a clean, quick answer, the right one is the one that works for you. You know what I'm saying? Or him or whatever. If it works for you and it completes your cycle, then God bless, you know. Maybe that's the one for you. As far as can anyone be the right one, I'm going to say yes, because it still comes down to work. If you work to make it happen, you know what I'm saying, then it is what it is. You know, you could have someone with all the attributes that you've ever desired in a person, and if you or her don't put in the level of work to make it, to make that relationship happen, then it's not the right one. You know, so, and it could be someone with things that you swore off of, like, I would never, like the topic we just finished talking about, I'll never date nobody with a weave, and I'll never date nobody, and here you are, at the altar with somebody with a weave, but they do for you and to you everything that you've ever wanted and desired. And you know, you can't imagine yourself a day without this person. So, yeah, if the work is real and if the work is true, yeah, anybody can be that person.
Well, I'm just I'm gonna kind of disagree with you a little bit on that. I don't think anyone can be the right person. I mean, I think everyone knows exactly what they really want. I mean, your true list, not that fake, fabricated BS that people kind of fairy tale stuff about. But I think if you find that list and you put it together, what you want from a person, then be true with yourself. And that's the hard part about it, is people being honest with themselves. And if you can get that, and you can find that person and go down that list, and they got probably 8 out of the 10 things that you want, I think you're on the right track of finding the right person. But I mean, like, you know, like B said, though, you don't know until you know, until 30 years, 40 years later, you sitting back looking at that person sipping lemonade and saying to yourself, damn, she wrinkled as shit, but I love her. And that's when you know. So.
Sonya's like,
all right, I'm just going to put it out there. I said, Kevin's my friend. Hey, Kev, what's going on? All right, so him and I always have these conversations, and they always get a little heated because my thought process is to this is, first you have to know what you're looking for in order for you even to find the right one. So let's just start there. Do you have a list? Do you even know what you're looking for? If you don't know, that's half the battle. So just stop and say, let me sit down and think about what I want. Okay, B. Okay. I just wanted to say something. Okay, so that's half the battle. Then once you realize what it is you want, and I think that's half the battle with a lot of men. A lot of men, they think they know, but then they change their mind in the middle, and then they know what they need, but they don't want what they need. They want what they want. And so they're looking for what they want, but it might not be what they need. So it's this whole big conglomeration of confusion. And then you try to go forth and find somebody. It's a mess.
But okay. So you, like you said, you make this list of what it is that you want. And wow, here I found her. She's across the bar. I visually see it. Okay, boom. Visually. I go over. Gotcha. I talk to her. Oh my gosh, she has everything that I'm looking for. Education level. She's smart. She's witty. She's funny. Oh my god. Da, 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 blah 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 blah. Yeah, but you find that one thing that's not right.
She don't watch, and it
kills you. You know what I'm saying? Does that mean it's over? Does that mean that was the only one? No. I think just as you can visually see something that you think might be the right one, I also think that you can accidentally cross paths with someone that in a normal setting wouldn't be the right one off the break. Mm-hmm. But you spend time and you get to know and you talk and you learn. And you realize, God damn it, do I love this woman? Mm-hmm. She don't have nothing that I thought that I would want. Mm-hmm. Hair down to her back, this, that, blah, blah, blah. You know, size 2, blah, blah, this, that. Nah, she's a 14. She got short natural hair. But I love her. Damn it. What the fuck just happened? Okay. You gonna tell me you're gonna throw that shit aside?
Some men do.
Uh-huh. Some men do. And guess what? They're fucking lonely. Mm-hmm.
They're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yep. But it goes back to what I'm saying. You got to have that realistic view of what you want. And if you have that, because, you know, like you said, that long hair, size 2. A lot of guys have that little visual fantasy, and I want this. But the reality, that little short girl who don't have long hair, she might be a size maybe 10, 12. But she lets you watch porn, and she like watching it with you, and she just makes you feel good. But in our mind as men, because we're fucked up creatures, We are. We're fucked up. We'll pass over a girl who's perfect for us for a girl who's aesthetically pleasing to
me.
Us. Because that's what we do. Because we do. Mm-hmm. We'll get a girl who maybe not, she might not have the nicest body or the nicest hair or whatever, but she makes us feel good in all aspects. You know? I mean, mentally, she's fun. Sexually, she's off the chain. Her head game is on point. And she lets you do all the little perverted shit you like doing. But in the same token, we'll push her over because she doesn't look the part. And that's what we got to get over. And I think as we get older, we get past that, that necessarily she doesn't look the part, but she's right for me. And I think that's what it really comes down to. You got to be honest with yourself. Are you trying to date someone for you, or are you trying to date someone for your friends or your boys?
And you know, I'm so glad that you said that, because just as you were saying that, and I, sorry for my mind drifting, but there was an episode, I'm about to date the fuck out of myself. There was an episode of Leave It to Beaver. Uh-huh. Where the older son, Wally? Was it Wally? Beaver's older brother.
Yeah, Wally. Wally.
Some geeky chick at school was in love with him, and he couldn't shake this chick for nothing, and dudes were teasing him and everything and blah, blah, blah. And his pop said, turn it around. Make these guys wonder, why in the hell do you like him? Uh-huh. Or like her? And so, you know, when he went to school the next day or whatever, and dudes were like, oh, where's so-and-so, and there's ugly chick, and da-da-da. And they were like, he was like, oh, I call it what you want, but you don't know what I know, and da-da-da. And instantly, them dudes was like, wait a minute, what? Hold on, wait a minute. And now all of them chasing her, uh-huh, trying to figure out what was so great about her. And it goes sort of off of what you said. Sometimes, and I know it kind of contradicts a little bit of what we talked about in our first question. Uh-huh. Sometimes you guys say, fuck with your friends' expectations of who you should be with.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They don't walk a day in your shoes. You know what I'm saying? And if she's pushing all the buttons and she's doing all the right things, let me tell you something. Them friends more than likely aren't going to be there.
Exactly.
And when you stuck with this bimbo, empty-headed chick that don't do nothing, don't know how to do nothing but empty your bank account, and don't do shit else for you, but you done passed up this beautiful woman that your eyes couldn't focus on her beauty, but she got shit locked down. Not only her shit, but your shit too. Uh-huh. Don't be a fool.
Yeah, that's real talk.
Don't
that's
do
real
it.
Talk.
So, Kev said, how do you know you have met the right person? I think you know, Kev. I do. I think you know, and sometimes I think you know you met the right person, but you might push it off, and you might be like, I can't deal with that right now, because that is the right person for me at this moment. Well, not at this moment, but this is the right person for me, but I don't want to be like, I don't want to deal with it, because I'm not ready for it. You know what I mean? So I think it's possible. And can anybody be the right person? I don't think anybody can be the right person. I mean, if you want to spend some time molding somebody into the right person, sure. If you have that energy, go for it. If you're young, go for it. But I think there is somebody out there that is the right person for you. And not Kevin, I'm not just saying like you, but there's somebody out there that is the right person for you. Somebody you don't have to mold into the person you want them to be, depending on how old you are. I mean, I'm saying for the age I am, I don't think I have to mold anybody to be the person I want them to be. I want that person to, you know, still be able to grow with me and, you know, me to help them out or them to help me out in moments where I need help, you know. But I don't think it's anybody, you know what I'm saying? Because there has to be that attraction and feelings and all those things, you know, that encompass, you know, wanting to be with somebody, period. But, you know, just for some random ass dude or random ass chick, nah, I don't think that, you know, anybody could be the right person for you. Sometimes, you know, I think it is, and, you know, I don't know if y'all gonna side eye me, but sometimes I think it is God. And I think sometimes, you know, that right person comes into your life for a reason, and you might look at them and be like, no, because like they said, oh, she has a weave, or oh, she has X, Y, and Z. That's not, you know, what I like at the moment, but it's kind of like, I don't want to talk to her because my friends don't like her, or, you know, because visually your friends don't like her. But other than that, your friends think she's dope because she's done everything for you and she's done, you know, she's been in your corner or whatever. But maybe visually she's not the person that they think you should be with, you know. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, if she got a hump back, roll with it.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
You can get it fixed.
I guess try to have rebuttal some of the things you said. Well, to me, what's the difference between somebody and anybody?
Somebody is just because you want a person, you know, somebody that's just there. Anybody is just like, well, I don't know. I guess it could, well, depending on the conversation, I guess it could be the same person. Somebody is just like, yeah, this is who I'm hanging out with. You know, this is what I'm doing right now. Anybody is just like, look at that person across the parking lot. She has a big ass. Let me go over there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So the somebody could be, hey, we're hanging out. She's cool. I like her. But maybe, you know, your friend doesn't like her very much. You know what I mean? They're like, eh. Yeah,
see, to me, I guess to me, as you being the person that doesn't know.
Although he said the right person.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. But I guess because that came up in the point of can anybody be the right person?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think you said something to the effect of everyone has that certain somebody. But my thing is, as you stand alone, you don't know. Who?
What do you mean by standing alone?
As you stand single, here I am, a single person in this world looking for a potential mate. I don't think that you know the difference between somebody and anybody. And so you can use your made up criteria of what you think might be best for you to start a weeding out process. But I think all that is a starting point. That doesn't mean, like I said, just because she has the hair down to her back and she's light skinned and she has perfect teeth and size 2 and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's a starting point. It's like, okay, that gets you to here. But now you got to get to here. And it doesn't mean that because she made it to the starting point that she's the one to finish with. You know what I'm saying? So, it can be anybody. Because you don't know. You don't have that answer to say it can't be anybody. But because just as I'm sitting at the bar with my buddy old chum old pal, and I'm looking over across the bar, God damn. She's it and blah, blah, blah. Who's to say Buddy Ochomo Powell isn't it?
I thought I didn't say that.
Yeah. I think you said the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I thought
but that's my point.
Okay, I'm like, because, I
but
thought
your,
I said
your,
that.
But your answer to can it be anybody was no. But I don't know. How can you say, and I'm not saying you,
no,
specifically,
I got you.
I'm saying, how can anyone say it can't be anybody? Because guess what? One thing is for sure. Right now, it's nobody.
Yeah, but you can't. But I don't think it can be anybody because everyone has narrowed their bandwidth as far as what they want to meet. Some people won't date anyone outside their race, so that excludes a lot of people.
Right.
Okay.
So therefore. No, it can't ever be anybody because you always have an ideal criteria of what you're looking for. So within that criteria of what you're looking for, you can find somebody.
Right.
Right.
And I dig what you're saying. But you're going to tell me this doesn't happen? Okay, so, yeah, I'm not really interested in dating white chicks. Get a new job. Got the white chick in the cubicle next to me. Uh-huh. And, you know, 3-4 years of working together, I come to find out this chick is pretty fucking cool. Well, and she got some of the same shit in common that I have. And we like a lot of the same things. Well, and damn, hold on, wait a minute. I never really noticed how attractive a white girl can be. Oh, wow. Guess what? I think I love this chick.
Yeah, that could happen.
Before you go there. So, before you stop me, what I'm saying. So, with that being said, it can be anybody.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it that way, chances by chance, yeah, it could be.
It depends on the person. No, it can't be anybody. Because if you don't want to date a white girl, you don't want to date an Asian girl, you don't want to date any other ethnicity, then no, it can't be anybody.
That's your starting point.
No, it's not the starting point. Because I know somebody, unfortunately for them, they don't want to date anybody that is not a black man. And I told them already, I was like, that is a mistake. You should date whomever you are, who is attracted to you and who, you are attracted to. You should go and keep it moving. But she is like, no, I just want to date a black man, and that's all I want, blah, 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 blah.
Is she in a relationship right now?
She's not, and that's what...
That's my fucking point.
No,
so
no.
So she can want to date any the hell thing she wants, but the problem, the thing is, it's still anybody, because she has nobody.
It's not anybody.
You don't know. No, I do. You don't know until it's over.
I know this person.
You are not Jesus Christ. You cannot see the future.
I know this person, and she is steadfast where she is.
All right, so
she gonna be alone.
Tell me what she's doing 10 years from now.
She gonna be alone. That's 10 years from now. If she gonna be alone, because I already told her.
So she won? So that's the end game? I'm going to be so rigid. I'm going to be so fucking rigid in my desires that I'm waiting for you. I'm going to let you answer it. So I'm going to be so rigid in what I want that I'm going to fucking overlook everything.
Because there are
then you
there
lost.
Are women.
Get out the game.
Yes,
you lost.
Absolutely. There are people out there,
so
and there are women out there. There are men out there that's like, this is all I want. This is the woman I want.
But
this
you
is
do
the,
know you just validated
man,
what I said.
I'm talking about when I was talking about the friend, yeah, that part I agree with you.
Okay.
Because
so it can be anyone. Thank you.
No, it can't be.
It can. Because it can, if she no, doesn't, no, if she
did
ends,
I just not say she will not date any other ethnicity besides a black man?
Did you just also say that
no,
you
I
feel,
said I told
did
she
you
should.
Just also say that you feel her end game is going to be zero and she's not going to be with someone?
But what does that have to do with the question?
Then that means to me If she doesn't find her ideal black man, there might have been a white or Asian dude that might have been the one for her. But because of her closed-mindedness, she passed over.
In that regard,
so
I
it
said
can
I,
be anyone.
I said
just because you don't
I
pick the right
said,
one doesn't mean it can't be anyone.
I said I agree with you.
Okay,
I'm not talking to
her. I'm talking to you.
But I'm saying. Did I just not say I agree with you in regards
okay,
to that? Because
but
she
and
will
I just
not,
said that and you just said you don't.
Well, I'm saying for her, I can agree with, I think if she should date other people outside of race. I've always told her that.
Right.
So, but she will not. So it cannot be everybody or anybody because she will, for her.
Right.
Because
for her,
she will
exactly.
not date outside
so for
of
her,
race.
So what I'm saying is for her, because she's so fucking blind to see what may be the best for her, you gotta throw her the fuck out the game.
Right. Like for me, I mean, I wanna wait for an Aborigine.
you going to Australia with me?
I cannot stand you. I can't stand him. But I understand both sides. I don't know. I think to me, I think that a person does have a choice or have a choice to be choosy or picky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't limit yourself. But I mean, I think sometimes when you start just dating anybody, that it kind of might get a little dangerous. You know what I mean? I'm not saying just limit yourself. I'm just saying that sometimes when women start dating just anybody, they stop using their good judgment. You know what I mean? Like, as far as like danger goes, I mean, they're going out, they're not checking them out, they're not doing the back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're not saying to be haphazard in what you're doing.
You have to be,
but what we're saying is broaden your horizons.
Yeah, yeah. But you have to
what
be
I'm
careful.
Saying is
you
if you
careful.
if you feel a connection with someone that may not have been in your previous scope, do you say, God damn, this chick in the cubicle next to me, this white chick that I never thought about dating, a white chick, she has damn near every characteristic that I'm looking for in a mate, other than the fact that she's white. Do I throw the baby out with the bathwater?
Some people do, though.
I understand some people do, and guess what? They're losers. They've lost.
Right.
So you can't put them back into the mix of what this audience is trying to do.
But
we're trying to get an end game. We're trying to get a result.
Right.
And you're being that's like having $11 in your pocket going in the Gucci store saying, I want this $1,000 purse. You can stand there and want that bitch all the fuck you want. But guess what? If you take your ass down the street to Target, you'll find a $6 purse and you'll have a purse that you're happy with that can put your shit in it.
Maybe Walmart.
Yeah, maybe
Walmart. Wherever the fuck you can find it. But the end result is to find what it is you're looking for that works for you.
But that's the whole point of this whole show, that just kind of tell people that, look, if you close your mind, okay, and like, you know, like Queen Neen's friend, her mind's closed. There's no opening of that mind. It's closed. And like you asked her, do you know her future? And she replied, yes, 10 years from now, she'll be by herself. Because that's, unfortunately, that's the way it is. And that's why we have this show, because we want to encourage people. We implore people, open your horizons. Stop thinking that your final answer is going to be black and white. You know, open your mind. Like you say, that white girl, that you probably wouldn't pay attention to, now all of a sudden you're looking at her in a different way because you open your mind to it. And that's the whole point of this whole show, is people open your mind. You know, stop being afraid and getting in your own way. So.
Yes.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, even knowing, how do you know you met the right person? I think sometimes you do know you met the right person, but you might scoff at it and you might be like, eh. Because, you know, you like the song earlier, you might feel like, I want to go do some other stuff and, you know, get my life. And, you know, you could have met the person, or you could be with the person you were meant to be with. But because you're not listening, you're not paying attention, or whatever it is, you just haven't. So, anywho, thank you guys so much for sending in the questions. You know, thank you. Because we really care, and we're pouring our hearts out here, and we're being like honest and open, and we thank you for listening and appreciating what we're doing here.
We want you to find love.
Do we?
No, I really don't give a shit.
I do.
But we want you to find somebody and be happy with it.
Of course. Yeah. And you know, and maybe this is not, you know, We want to help, you know, and for some people it might be like, this is totally entertainment. But some people they might be actually listening and think this is really helping me. And, you know, because we've heard from you guys and we appreciate this. And so, hey,
send more questions,
because the more questions you send, the longer this show will stay out there. With In Deep Show, and you know, and keep continuing to be an IDS extra. And so you guys already know, if you want to send in a question or if you want to send any feedback, it is indeepshow@yahoo.com. If you want to send any verbal feedback, because we love to hear your voice as well, 202-750-1437. And just know, hey,
what if they want to get on Skype? How did it go about that?
You want to get on Skype, you're going to have to email us or contact one of us, because we're not just going to give out Skype right now, because, you know, we don't want no spam or no random ass people hitting us up on Skype. Like, somebody was supposed to hit us up on Skype, but went to sleep. So we're not even going to call her out right now, but we know she went to sleep and did not hit us up. That's okay. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. But we really appreciate you anyway for listening to the show and caring as much as you care. Because, you know, hey, you don't have to. And think it's super dope that you do.
Do we have another question, or that's it?
That is it.
That's the end of the show?
I feel like that's it. Because I mean, you just keep, you want to keep it going, or?
No, no, I'm just saying, if anyone knows any Aborigines, you know.
You know what?
Get in touch with me.
You know what? All right. I kind of feel like you want to keep the party going.
Well, I mean, yeah. I thought we had one more question that we were going to ask. But I mean, if we can close, because we can come back.
I mean, don't you want to keep it going?
Yeah.
Or nah? Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about like more.
Yeah, more shows. So, okay.
Yeah.
You know,
so, oh, yeah. Definitely. So we can save it for the next time, right? Yeah.
So
yeah,
save it later for the next Bat Channel.
Bat time. Bat
All right,
channel.
Old guy. Again, thank you for listening. We really appreciate you. And we'll see you next time. Share the show, people. Please. Thank you. I wanna be.
Sad.
Now that I wanna leave,
she's crying a heart to me.
How could you let this be?
And I just need time to see
where I wanna be.
Say when you love someone,
you just don't treat them bad.
Oh, how I feel so sad.
Now that I wanna leave,
she's crying a heart to me.
How could you let this be?
And I she's crying her heart to me.
How could you let this be?
And I just need time to see
where I wanna be,
where I wanna be.
I'm sorry, baby.